Morning. If you'd like to follow the reading today, it's on page 1061 of the Church Bibles, if you've got one. And it's Luke chapter 24. And we're reading the first 12 verses. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they'd prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Nick. Brilliant. He is not here. He has risen. What a message received by the women who went to attend to Jesus' body on that first Easter Sunday over 2,000 years ago. It got me thinking about how we might communicate a message. So this morning, okay, because we are all together, okay, I like a bit of feedback as well, okay. I'm going to be asking you a few things. So first of all, how do we communicate? In what ways do we communicate? Put your hand up. Yes. Visually, excellent, yes, with visuals, okay. We see things on the screen, not today, you don't, not during my talk, okay. But yeah, we've seen things on the screen, but we communicate visually. We watch TVs, we watch screens, brilliant, okay. I heard another one from everywhere. Talk, don't we? We talk as well. I think talking is one of the primary ways that we communicate with other people, isn't it? On the face-to-face, on the phone or a video call nowadays. And as Bob Hoskins, does anyone remember the BT adverts from years ago? Bob Hoskins, what did he say?
It's good to talk.
Okay, it's good to talk. Okay, he did, all right. Sorry, kids, if you've got no idea who I'm on about or what I'm on about, but hey, all right. There was a guy and he said, it's good to talk, okay. He was promoting the use of telephones. That's how old some of us are. Okay, so because telephones were quite new and fangled things back then. So it's great, but it is good to talk. It sure is. And it's one of the primary ways, as I said, that we communicate with each other. We communicate visually as well. How else might we communicate?
Physically,
yeah, excellent. Okay, we went in for a hug there as well. Yeah, physically, we... You're ready. All right. Come here, Ali. All right, there we go. We show our love to others, don't we, through hugs, okay? But we communicate in that way as well. We don't even have to say words sometimes, okay? Hayley. Sign language, brilliant, okay. Yeah, we just used a bit of Makaton, didn't we? God, we are sorry, okay? There's obviously a whole language with British Sign Language and American Sign Language as well, okay? Different that deaf people use to communicate with each other. I'm thinking of another one that is Pam?
Email,
brilliant. Okay, so yeah, writing, okay, whether it's a classic letter. I'm not sure I've written a letter in a long time, but emails, okay? I've written a lot of emails, okay? So we communicate through writing with others as well, okay? We let people know what's going on, what we need them to do or what we'd like them to buy, okay, through written communication. And so we've got all these different things. Hayley, did you have another one? You had a hand up. What was it?
Braille.
What?
Braille.
Braille. Oh, wow, brilliant. Okay, yeah. Similarly, yeah, Braille, okay? For blind people, they communicate. They learn through Braille, okay? And they can read through Braille. So those are raised dots on a paper, on a piece of paper that blind people can use to read. Awesome, well done. Okay, what about Morse code? Or semaphore. I didn't have any flags this morning, but and I have no idea what they mean. Okay, does anyone have any semaphore experience? Oh, do you, Nora? Okay. No, that's cool. Okay, so semaphore they use for flags, don't they, as well, and things. We've got... Oh, Rupert, have you got another one? What? Through what?
Through prayer.
Brilliant. Yeah, we communicate with God through prayer. We talk with God. Brilliant. That's awesome. Thank you so much. All of these things, gestures, music, action, dance, okay? In leotards or not, okay? But yeah, not this morning, okay? Don't worry. Okay, right? But yeah, we can live different people, communicate in many different ways. Have we got really...
Texting,
yeah, okie doke. So is that's written and screens all together. All these ways we communicate. Okay, we go outside and there's posters up as well. We've got our posters up to tell people where we are. But we're sharing, we're communicating a message. And so it got me on to thinking, how might we communicate a really important message? Okay, if you've got an urgent message that you want others to hear, okay, how are you going to do that? You're going to go, oh, come here. I've got something to tell you. Is there, are you going to do that? No. So how might we do it? Shouting, thank you. Okay, all right. I know I've got a microphone this morning, and I know you might think I'm big and gregarious. Okay, gregarious Gary, okay. And I am so much, I suppose, but, okay, we would shout. If there was an emergency and someone had collapsed, okay, and we needed help, we're not just going to go, help, help. Are we? We're going to shout it out. Okay, we're going to shout, help. Okay, we want to attract attention. If we've got something to sell, if you go down the market, okay, maybe not so much nowadays, but obviously when we used to go down the market, people selling their wares, it'd be like, come and get your carrots here. Okay, only 10p a pound. All right, all the rest, okay. And I used to work in a fruit and vegetable, and I got a job in the hotel that the fruit and vegetable was outside because they saw me selling the carrots and the apples, okay? And they wanted me, I wanted a job in the, I had asked, but they said there wasn't any, but they came out to me and said, look, we can give you a job because you do such a good job at selling, okay? And so it was using what I have, I was communicating a message, and they wanted me to communicate that within and sell the coffees and teas within the hotel as well. And so, but it's really important. If we have an important message, we are going to shout it out. People tend to look up when they hear shouting, don't they? Okay? Whether it's a good shout or whether it's a not good shout, okay? A scared shout, okay? But it gets people's attention. And I want to think about that a bit more as well. Because as we're here today, I think that we have a really important message to share with others. And I'm going to ask you, I told you I was going to ask you lots this morning, okay? But I'm going to ask you in a moment what you think it is. But let me reread verses 5 to 7 from our reading in Luke 24 today. This was two angels speaking to the women who had gone to Jesus' tomb. And it says, in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. And so what do you think our message is to communicate to others this morning? This Easter morning? Yay! Excellent, thank you. Okay, brilliant. He has risen. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. This is a message that, of course, is not just for today, although we do celebrate that today very much so. It is for every day, as every day we celebrate the risen Jesus. And so to help us do that, I thought it'd be great to quickly make some loud hailers. Okay, now I don't have the electronic skill or all the bits and bobs to make them like this. But we do have some bags to make a nice craft loud hailer. Now, this isn't just for the kids, okay? All right, this is, we are church together, okay? So if you would like to join us for the next couple of minutes, okay? There's some bags going round, okay? There's at least one bag for each row because there's loads of people here this morning. Okay, there's at least six items in each bag. All you need to do is take a piece of card. So as these are handed out, we'll see that. You take a piece of card and just from a corner, just start to roll it. And then it will gradually make a cone, okay? Right. And then you stick a bit of sellotape on. There's some stickers as well, some pens if you want to write on it. He has risen. But
we can use a loud hailer to be louder, more direct. He has risen, Joel.
Okay. So will you join me in making these together as well? Because it's a really important message. So we're going to put music on for 2 minutes. Okay, you've got 2 minutes. So you think you can make a cone in 2 minutes? Okay, have we got bags out everywhere? They've gone out. Okay, the bags are out. They've run out. Well, I'm sorry. Okay, we do. There is 16 bags around. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There's about 8 rows. Okay. If you haven't got one, let's... Well, have a chat amongst yourselves. Have a chat about how you communicate with people, okay? What's your preferred way of communicating? You know what? I think we're pretty much there, aren't we? Awesome. Wave your loud hailer if you've got it made. Excellent. Okay, there's still some sellotape around, okay? Paul Featherstone is doing a great job there of sharing the sellotape as well. Thanks, Paul. Okay, brilliant. Now, there's no point us having loud hailers if we are not going to use them. So will you be willing to join me and all of the rest of us this morning in shouting out, "He has risen," through our loud hailers? Let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
He has risen!
Excellent. Praise God. Woohoo! Indeed. Now, after all that activity, I'm not finished. Okay? All right, let's put our loud hailers down for a bit. Let's think about why we should communicate this message to others. One reason being is that Jesus told us to. Okay? In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, okay, Jesus gathered his disciples. Okay? And he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." And so because he told his disciples that, as followers of Jesus, that is our command as well, to go and make disciples. How can we ignore what has been asked of us by Jesus? Secondly, and we have the greatest gift ever through Jesus. I know that I have the greatest gift ever through Jesus. That is friendship with God. It's freedom from my mess ups, from my sin, and it's eternal life with him forever. This is a free gift that I have been given. And so I don't want to hang on to that. I want to share that with others. Why would I not want to share that with those that I love? Why would I not want to share it with those that I know, even with those that I don't know? Who am I to deny others this gift? Because maybe I'm fearful about what they might say or think of me. And I know fear is a big thing there. We can be fearful of what people might think of us. But who are we to deny the greatest gift and to ignore what Jesus tells us to do? So, just a moment, let's look back to our reading for what happened when the women who had been told that he has risen, that Jesus was alive, told the disciples of what they had seen and heard. Verse 11 says, this was the disciples, "They did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense." The disciples, this is, who had been with Jesus for 3 years, seen him perform miracles, and had been told by Jesus himself that he was going to rise again, didn't believe that they were hearing. Didn't believe what they were hearing. And it all seemed like nonsense. How crazy is that? I mean, seriously, they were saying, Jesus is my best friend. And then it all went to pot, didn't it, when he went to the cross. They didn't know what was going on. And even though the women came along and said, he has risen, he's not there, he's risen. They were like, I don't think so. They were full, it sounded like nonsense. And do you know what? Some people, when you tell them that Jesus has risen, when you share with them that greatest gift, that he's alive, some people think that you're talking nonsense. And some people tell you as much as well. And that's hard. Okay, I acknowledge that it's hard, especially because we believe it's such a great gift to give to others. Yet, others will want to know more and what it's all about. Verse 12, I'm getting you working hard this morning, Joe, okay, tells us that Peter got up and ran to the tomb and saw the strips of linen lying there and saw that Jesus wasn't there. It then says that he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Yeah, some people might think you're speaking nonsense and tell you as such. But some people will be like Peter. They will wonder what it's all about. And this might lead to them asking further questions about Jesus. It might lead to them coming to church to find out more. It might lead to them becoming followers of Jesus for themselves, to receiving that gift that we have. And so our challenge, both today and every day, is to share the good news. And so I'm going to come back to you. How might we share that good news with others? Maybe you want to walk down the street with your loud hula saying it. One way of doing it, why not? Okay, shout it out. But how else might we, how might you realistically share with others the good news that Jesus is alive? By loving them. Thanks, Claire. Brilliant. Yeah, by loving them. Okay, showing Christ's love through you as well. Okay, by loving them. Loving the unlovable sometimes as well. Okay? Yeah. Oh, got one at the back, have we? Have you got an answer? You put your... No. Ah, I caught you out there, didn't I? You've got your Olympic torch there. Excellent. Have you got an answer, Rupert? You can use your loud hailer, can't you? Excellent. How else? Has anyone got a phone in their pocket? Are they in their hand, in their handbag? What could you do with your phone? You could send a WhatsApp, a text message, an email. You could put a post on your social media if you've got your social media. Okay, today's a great day to do it, but any day's a great day to do it. Okay? He has risen. Jesus is alive. Stake it to, nail it to the post. Yeah? Say what you believe. This is my challenge to you today. Okay? I've got something else for you today as well. Okay? Not to do, don't worry. But it's a challenge for you. I've made some nice card posters. And they say exactly what we're talking about. He has risen. I want to challenge you. Who's willing to take one of these, put it in their front window? Yeah? Thank you. Awesome. Well, I'm going to put them... There's a red table out there, okay? And I'm going to put them on the red table, and I would love you to take one. If you've put your hand up, even if you haven't thought about it yet, are you willing to take one? Because you know what? It might lead to someone knocking on your door and asking the question. It might lead to a friend coming around and saying, oh, I didn't know that. Okay? Or lead to questions about it. Take one of these. Put it up, okay? Nail your claim to the post. Maybe, kids, it's taking one of these comics, okay? In fact, it's taking two of these comics, okay? We've got some comics which tell all about the Easter story, okay? And these are for you today. But I would like you not just to take one for yourself. I want you to take two. And I want you to give one to a friend. Someone who's not here this morning. Someone who doesn't know about Jesus. Or you're not sure how to tell them about Jesus. You know what? This is a great way of telling them about Jesus. So please do. They're going to be outside on the red table as well. Please do take two of those as well, kids. Okay? And share one with a friend. Can you do that for me? Yeah? Brill. Excellent. And I've just put that down on my notes. All right? Maybe, I know you're not all big and loud like me. Maybe it's just been that listening ear. But as you listen, instead of going, oh, that's okay, don't worry, okay, if someone's sharing their woes with you, why don't you bring Jesus into the conversation? Tell them about what Jesus has done for you and for all of us. Okay? My challenge to you this morning is that. Some of us handed out Bibles in the community this week, which was a fabulous thing to do. It's brave as well, okay? But you know what? We gave out 168 Bibles in our community on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. Okay? Yeah, let's pray as well. Okay, let's pray for all the homes those Bibles have gone into. Okay, maybe you're here this morning as well because you've got one of those Bibles. And so maybe your challenge today is to truly believe and accept the good news that he has risen. That Jesus died and rose again for you so that you might have friendship with God, forgiveness of your sins and eternal life, worshipping God. If that is you, please, please, please don't go home without talking to us or without being prayed with. We have a table at the back. There's always people willing to pray with you. Come and talk to me, Marcus, Manda, your friend who you came with about the risen Jesus and how he has risen. If you're not sure about doing that, take one of these from our table there. This is why Jesus. Or maybe there's someone who's been asking you questions. You can take one of these for them as well. And it explains all about who Jesus is and the risen Jesus and what a difference he makes. Invite them to church, to the 3-2-1 course, which starts 15th of May. We've got so much going on because we want people to know who Jesus is and what a difference he makes. And so we're going to worship God again now with a song that is called I Speak Jesus. I pray that as we sing, you accept the challenge that we've heard here this week. Happy Easter morning. So please do stand and worship God with us. Thank you.